trust to get at the truth.
Tavis Smiley.
That's who. The conversation continues right now.
Enjoy that conversation with Heather Clark as we continue any number of conversations during this Black Maternal Health Week. So from Heather Clark, we move to Shafia M. Monroe to talk about the historical significance of Black doulas and bringing joy to childbirth. Shafia, good to have you on the program. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
If I complained, I'd be an ingrate. I am doing well, and I'm pleased to have you on this program. So let me just jump right in. In preparing for this conversation today, spent some time, of course, doing my research and reading about Black midwifery and about Black doulas, and I think that there's a distinction between the two, but I don't know how to explain it. Can you help me?
I can help you. So a midwife is like an obstetrician, like a doctor. They're a clinician. They've been trained 4 years or more to do physical care, blood work, you know, recognizing preeclampsia to help the baby get out. They're responsible legally for the health of the baby and the mother. The doula is a short training, often, you know, 6 weeks, and they're certified to provide emotional support and resources. They don't do any clinical work. They're not medical people, if I can put it in lay terms.
Mm-hmm.
So We're not going to check and say that your baby's too big or you're weighing too much or your blood type is wrong, you're anemic, those type of things. Those are all the midwife responsibilities,
yep.
And both are needed. Midwives are the ones that you want to go in. They're the ones that really help save lives in collaboration with other medical teams. And the doula is more of the community person. She's in the community talking to pregnant women, getting pregnant people to help them, to know what their rights are, to give them resources, massages. When they go into hospital, they go to hospital with them, so they're not alone. They support the father or the partner. After the baby's born, they can go back to the home and do the help with breastfeeding or correct bottle feeding, how to wash the baby, you know, how the mother should take more time. I think for Black women, what's happening, we're coming from a history where we never got to rest. You know, mm-hmm. We're from the fields having babies, as they said, straight to being domestic workers, you know, straight through Jim Crow, fought the civil rights up to where we are today. We haven't learned how to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, unfortunately, the doula's like, it's okay. You can lay down now. You need to rest because women who are Black are having more health care problems. One, systemic racism. Never want to take them off the responsibility. This is a white system that does not listen to Black women. Evidence-based, CDC. As you heard, 6% of deaths are preventable for Black women, so that's a whole other issue.
Mm-hmm.
The other part that is do is what we do is let them know that we still need you to rest. We need you to go back and see your midwife afterwards. We need you to eat correctly. We need you to bond with your baby, and we need you to know that you deserve and have a right as a Black human being, woman, to have a baby and be happy with having a baby,
mm-hmm.
and not feel like, you know, as I always say, when they stop selling our kids, all of a sudden, it's not okay for Black women to have babies. When we were being raped to have 100 kids and you could sell them, it was great. Now we're having kids like, why are you having a baby? Well, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a right to be happy about it, to be have a right to live, to bring my baby home, to be the mom, to be with my partner, and just to raise our kids to be wonderful universal citizens. And
yeah.
I think the doula is so important because she empowers Black families, not just the mother, but also the father, the partner. I want to bring the dad in. He needs to be included to have a voice about how she wants her medical care to happen. You have the right to ask questions. You have the right to refuse treatment. You have the right for a second opinion. You have the right to sign yourself out of the hospital without having the system take your baby because you're a Black family.
Yeah.
So I think the doula is crucial. So really quick, I want to say that the term doula is a Greek word. It means slave woman, and it was created by a woman named Danielle Raphael, a white anthropologist. She traveled the world and found that when the babies are born in other parts of the world, there's someone there who helps them. So I'd like to say, hey, we say doula is new. It's new for white America. It's not new for Black people. And we came here
yeah.
as enslaved people, taking care of white women as domestics, as the nana, as the auntie. We have been doing this work, but it didn't have a name for it. So I want to let the Black world know that doula, yes, it's a profession you want to train for, but it's not new to our community.
Mm-hmm.
We've always taken care of each other, and unfortunately had to take care of other folks without getting paid. Now we can, you know, charge for it if you choose to make that difference.
Yep.
And the studies. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Let me just ask you. I didn't want to interrupt. I want you to lay all that out, and you did it beautifully. Let me just ask you though, and I'm not naive in asking this, but what does it say to you about the condition of black women, however you define that condition. What's it say to you about their condition that this kind of emotional support is necessary for black women?
It says in our conditions, me being a black woman of seven children, all born at home, and many grandkids, that says as a black woman, our culture is taken from us because I'm very much into our culture. And so we look at the African population who comes to the United States, they have a better birth outcome than black American women. Less babies die in the first year of life if you're straight from Africa because they still have the culture that when you have a baby, the family celebrates you, they take care of you, they help you. They don't even need a doula because they do that. But through gentrification, urbanization, and incarceration, and poor education, we don't even know what we're supposed to do anymore. So we have to relearn it. So that's what I've been doing over these last 40 years, reteaching what I'm talking about. So when your daughter has a baby, a granddaughter, you are going to know what to do. You don't have to hire anybody. You know that she should rest. You're going to bring her wet foods, okra soup and black-eyed peas and chicken soup and not McDonald's and Popeyes. You're going to know she should lay down. You're going to wrap her stomach. You're going to tell her to breastfeed the baby and don't pick anything up. We got this. That's what we used to do, and that's well-documented. So we have to relearn our culture, and I think now as we see this country, particularly in the South, taking out black education at a time where we need those books around black birth, black midwives, black breastfeeding, black options, black dads, it's very important that we find systems that continue to re-educate us, because if we don't, we're going to be in a place where we're still yelling at our children, not holding our kids' hands, not being connected again because of enslavement. We never relearned our parenting. And having visited Africa, babies on the back, people holding the hands, everyone wants to hold the baby. And we're a little bit opposite. Put the baby down, don't spoil the baby. Again, it's really post-traumatic stress parenting that we have not relearned. So I think the black doulas bring in this perspective. It's okay to pick up your baby. You're not spoiling him. It's okay. You know, we can we can do that now. And we should do that.
When we come forward with Shafia M. Monroe, I want to talk specifically about what she raised a moment ago, and that is the role that doulas play in bringing back joy to childbirth. We've discussed in this program and in others previous, and I suspect we'll probably hear it again between now and the end of Black Maternal Health Week. The drama too often that black women face when they birth their babies in hospitals, and we're saying birthing, not delivering, right? Given what Heather Clark told us a moment ago about how disempowering the word delivery can be. But we'll talk about the role, again, that doulas play in bringing joy back to childbirth when we come forward on Tavis Smiley.
Interrogating and unpacking. That's what we do around here. You're listening to Tavis Smiley. Smart talk for curious people just like you. You're listening to Tavis Smiley.
You're listening to Shafia M. Monroe on Tavis Smiley, talking about the historical significance and the present day role of black doulas. So Shafia, I wanted to ask that question I posed a moment ago about the way you see your role and the role of other black doulas to help bring joy back to childbirth. Tell me more.
One, we start with the pregnancy. As soon as someone said they're pregnant, regardless of age or whatever the situation is, it's a huge congratulations. It's love and excitement in the air. It's a hug. It's a gift. You know, we got you. You know, what can we do to help? It's giving massages. It's checking on them. Hey, you want to go to lunch? Let me swing by and just see how you're doing. Let me elevate your feet. You look gorgeous. You look wonderful. Hey, brother, congratulations. Y'all looking good together. Keep up the good work. Here's information to read. Let's do a birth plan. See what your rights are so you can get what you want, what you deserve. And just keeping it wonderful for them and making it be a beautiful experience, which it should be. A new life's coming into the world, and you're so blessed to have this opportunity. And we are going to surround you as a village, as a community, as a family, as black doulas, and make sure that you're going to be okay to the best of our ability.
I was talking to Heather Clark earlier, who's the president of the American College of Nurse Midwives. And, of course, black midwifery has a complex history in this country. It is also the case that there is a shortage of black midwives today, and you explained brilliantly the distinction between a midwife and a doula. But I wonder if the same is true of doulas. Is there a shortage as there is with black midwives?
Well, I would say that there is a shortage because the doula profession has been out since 1974, and we began training in 2002, 21 years ago, but most of the doula programs have just between 10 years. So, yes, there's not enough black women cannot find a black doula. So definitely we need to pick up the training. But the good thing about the doulaship, which is why I support and why I train it, because it's a fast track to get people to do the work. It's, like I said, a six-week training, a four-day training. You're not doing 6 to 7 years to become a midwife. So we can build capacity on the ground floor at a grassroots level much quicker. In the next 5 years, we should have a lot more black doulas out here.
Also, the joy, finish your point. Go ahead.
I would say also the joy is that, you know, when you are in labor and you're about to birth your baby, that you have somebody in that room, particularly in the hospital room, that you've known for almost 9 months. Your family knows them. They know what you want. They know what you like. They know your voice. You know their voice and all of that. They're your protector to make sure that what you want is going to happen. Oh, excuse me, physician. Excuse me, nurse. She actually wants this. Or, by the way, this is the father. This is John. So we're just that linkage that make the room stay peaceful so that she can birth in peace and joy. And when that baby comes out, of course, after their ritual, it's a big old celebration in that room.
Yeah. When we come forward, our remaining moments with Shafia M. Monroe, I want to ask her two questions at least before I lose her at the top of the hour. One is, you just heard her explain the role that black doulas can and often play, can be the operative word, in hospitals. You see where I'm going, right? I am curious as to how these doctors who happen not to be black, which means most of them, these nurses who happen not to be black, which means most of them, how they respond to black doulas who show up in the hospital room telling them, well, she wants this, she wants this. Y'all see where I'm going. I wonder if they give the respect to black doulas inside these hospital spaces. And then we talked earlier about the role of the doula to bring joy back to childbirth. But I want to close by asking, what is the joy of being a black doula? Talk about that when we come forward on Tavis Smiley.
For all the freedom-loving folk, this is Tavis Smiley.
I feel like freedom.
Let's get back to more of Tavis Smiley right now.
We got 4 minutes left here with Shafia M. Monroe, and I want to cover three things in these 4 minutes, including saying a word about her forthcoming book. Before I do that, though, Shafia, tell me how black doulas are treated, how they're regarded or not when they show up in hospitals.
Well, systemic racism exists in this country, as we know, and I think it's, from what I've heard and experienced, unfortunately, as a rule, black doulas get a little bit more slack than other doulas. Mm-hmm. But we're still holding it down. We're still not going anywhere. The system's getting better, but it has a long way to go. But what I wanted to add really quick that is important to say why doulas are important. Black doulas actually reduce cesarean section, which is 1 in 3, very high for black women, contribute to poor outcomes. They reduce interventions, the less things are going to happen to you. They reduce the use of having to use regional pain anesthesia, such as wanting to have an epidural. They increase the breastfeeding experience in the first hour of life, and they shorten labors. And so those are really scientific proven benefits of having a doula, if you're a black woman, for your family to help prevent some of the problems.
What is the joy? I'm glad you ran that list. It makes it clear why black doulas do in fact matter. Black lives matter, and black doulas matter too,
right.
As they bring black lives into the world, help bring black lives into the world. What is the joy? What has been the joy for you? You've been doing it for 40 years, but what's been the joy for you, and what is the joy of one who signs on to be a doula?
Well, it's like anything else. You have to love taking care of people.
Yeah.
It's service work.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm attracted to pregnant women. People work with teens. People work with animals. They work with elders. But doulas, we like pregnancy. We like mature and child health. That makes us happy to make them happy. It makes us happy to see them able to hold their healthy baby and be a strong family. And so we're called to this work, you know, and we know we're making a difference. You hear later, you know, thank God you were there. You made a big difference. You know, years later, you see their child. They're 4 or 5 years old. They check in with you. Little Bobby's in Head Start. Little Bobby's now grown in college. So you become part of the family, and that's the joy. But mainly, we're reducing infant mortality. We're reducing maternal morbidity. We're reducing maternal mortality. And we're empowering the black family.
Yeah.
So when we're gone out their life, they can still advocate for them, whether it's, you know, getting let out the walls, to making sure the kids have a book in school, to what their rights are when they go back with their child to see their pediatrician. So we're educating them and making them able to get what they deserve, you know, when they move on from us being part of their life.
I got 30 seconds left. I'll give it to you. Tell me about your forthcoming book.
Oh, my book. So I'm writing a book. It's about the traditions of African-American postpartum care with recipes and healing, because that's the other part about us. When we have our babies, we don't know what to do after the baby's born. And for 40 years, I've heard about Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese healing, Native America. I said, well, where's the black healing? I know we have it, and I've done the research, and we are amazing people. We've done a lot. We definitely have a culture of how we fed our women, how we took care of them, how we massaged, how we prayed for them. So that book has all of it, and it's a solution, and it is about bringing joy to the after part of having a baby, which is the longest part of having a baby. The 9 months, you're in labor. After that, you're a mother for the rest of your life, and you're a dad for the rest of your life. Their book covers the first year of how to be healthy, not wind up ill or sick, and to be strong from your birth.
Well, when that drops, you come back and see us again, Shafia M. Monroe. For now, we thank you for this conversation. You heard both Shafia and Heather Clark at the top of this hour say that this work, being a black midwife or being a black doula, is a calling. It is their vocation. They were called to do this, and we thank them for receiving and accepting the call. Shafia, good to have you on. All the best to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Have a blessed day.
Same to you. Just like that, 3 hours gone. Back here tomorrow, Lord willing, to do it all over again. Until then, thanks for listening to Tavis Smiley, and as always, keep the faith.